This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Months after Thomas Eric Duncan became the first person to die of Ebola in the U.S., the hospital where he was treated reached a settlement with his family. Texas Health Resources agreed to create the Thomas Eric Duncan Memorial Fund in his honor. Josephus Weeks remembers playing soccer with Thomas Eric Duncan on a dirt field outside of Monrovia, Liberia's capital.
We were teenagers. We were like 13 to like 17 years old.
Duncan played forward. Weeks, defense.
Yeah, don't come across me on a soccer field. I'm very vicious. Don't let the smile fool you. I'm vicious.
Weeks, dressed in an electric blue traditional African shirt, smiles across the table at the very people who now manage a reincarnation of that soccer field, members of the Christian Aid Group SIM. He's working with them decades after he left Liberia to manage the Thomas Eric Duncan Endowed Scholarship.
This is a divine intervention. They're my family. They're my extended family. And we're going to be together forever. We're going to work together, and we're going to make sure we succeed. Failure is not an option.
The team that will oversee the $125,000 donation includes missionaries like Ebola survivor Nancy Reitbull and her husband David.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that Ebola is finishing, but that doesn't mean the effects of Ebola have stopped.
This week, it's possible Liberia will be declared Ebola-free, marking 42 days of no new cases of the Ebola virus.
So the next challenge is, again, to improve the situation there by training doctors and nurses and bringing expatriate doctors and nurses to kind of fill the gap while the Liberian doctors are being trained.
The Reitbulls will return to Liberia with SIM in June. Nancy says one of the biggest challenges there is medical education.
There are so few doctors that are graduating from medical school in Liberia at this time. I believe last year it might have been 5 doctors.
The best idea we had is to train doctors and nurses.
Again, Thomas Eric Duncan's nephew, Josephus Weeks.
Because you can build a hospital, a big, expensive building, but if you don't have adequate people to staff it, it's just going to be sitting there looking pretty and eventually run down. So we decided to train people and have them carry on the legacy of Mr. Thomas Eric Duncan to make sure that he'd never, ever be forgotten and what happened here at Texas Health Resources.
Weeks, along with other family members, will help continue to raise funds for the scholarship. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.